Title: Joint Statement on Digital Assets from CFTC, SEC, and FinCEN, a warning to the crypto industry regarding anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism obligations. Content: The leaders of the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the agencies, issued a joint statement to remind persons engaged in activities involving digital assets of their anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism, AML/CFT, obligations under the Bank Secrecy Act, BSA. This joint statement provides further clarity on some of the many laws potentially applicable to cryptocurrency and other digital assets and highlights the need for anyone operating in this space to obtain legal advice to understand their legal compliance obligations. According to the statement, AML/CFT obligations apply to entities that the BSA defines as financial institutions, such as futures commission merchants and introducing brokers obligated to register with the CFTC. Money services businesses, MSBs, as defined by FinCEN, and broker-dealers and mutual funds obligated to register with the SEC. Among those AML/CFT obligations are the requirement to establish and implement an effective anti-money laundering program, AML program and record-keeping and reporting requirements, including suspicious activity reporting, SAR, requirements. For the purpose of this joint statement, digital assets include instruments that may qualify under applicable U.S. laws as securities, commodities, and security or commodity-based instruments such as futures or swaps. The label or terminology used to describe a digital asset or a person engaging in or providing financial activities or services involving a digital asset, however, may not necessarily align with how that asset, activity or service is defined under the BSA or under the laws and rules administered by the CFTC and the SEC. For example, something referred to as an exchange in a market for digital assets may or may not also qualify as an exchange as that term is used under the federal securities laws. As such, regardless of the label or terminology that market participants may use, or the level or type of technology employed, it is the facts and circumstances underlying an asset, activity, or service, including its economic reality and use, whether intended or organically developed or repurposed, that determines the general categorization of an asset, the specific regulatory treatment of the activity involving the asset, and whether the persons involved are financial institutions for purposes of the BSA. The nature of the digital asset-related activities a person engages in is a key factor in determining whether and how that person must register with the CFTC, FinCEN, or the SEC. For example, certain commodity-related activities may trigger registration and other obligations under the Commodity Exchange Act, CEA, while certain activities involving a security may trigger registration and other obligations under the federal securities laws. If a person falls under the definition of a financial institution, its AML/CFT activities will be overseen for BSA purposes by one or more of the agencies, and potentially others. For example, the AML/CFT activities of a futures commission merchant will be overseen by the CFTC, FinCEN, and the National Futures Association, NFA. Those of an MSB will be overseen by FinCEN, and those of a broker-dealer in securities will be overseen by the SEC, FinCEN, and a self-regulatory organization, primarily the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA. Certain BSA obligations that apply to a broker-dealer in securities, mutual fund, futures commission merchant, or introducing broker, such as developing an AML program or reporting suspicious activity, apply very broadly and without regard to whether the particular transaction at issue involves a security or a commodity as those terms are defined under the federal securities laws or the CEA. Each of the agencies offered some additional comments. The CFTC chairman added, "The mission of the CFTC is to promote the integrity, resilience, and vibrancy of the U.S. derivatives markets through sound regulation. In advancing that mission, the CFTC regulates key participants in the derivatives markets, including boards of trade, futures commission merchants, introducing brokers, swaps dealers, major SWA.